Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Samech Dalet in the Oiz of Hodor edition, Perek Shvihi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting five lines at the top of the Amud. We're in the middle of a problem that we have with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that whenever there's a Chiyuv, Misa, or Malkus, so then one does not pay money. So then we're at a question, why by Trumo you pay? There is a Chiyuv Malkus over there because he's Oiver Alav. So why do you pay by Trumo? The Gemara tried to say an answer, the Gemara said the answer is not good enough. So now the Gemara is coming back to another answer. Elo Amrin, we come to say the following. Hashem Bishlokish Kedaite, Hashem Bishlokish goes Lishitosui. Kemoido Hashem Bishlokish Omar Tamon HaKolaya Bichlal. The same way Hashem Bishlokish said, that everybody was, all the Lavim were included together, including the Lav of Loisan Nebirachoy Choker. I mean, all the Lavim were included together. You're supposed to get a Lav. Still, by Eitim Zayim, you don't get a Lav. Aiden Zaymim that testified against someone who owes money, they have to pay money. Why? The Torah tells you you have to pay the aid who testified falsely, needs to pay the amount of money he wanted in Mechayev, his brother. That's what the Torah teaches you. So even though usually you get Malkus, and not Mamin, and even if one is not getting Malkus, he still doesn't pay because he has the potential to get Malkus. But when we get to the Zoyim, you have a special Gzeres HaKasuv, they have to pay. V'hocho, here by Truman, the same thing. HaKol Ayah B'chlal, everybody, all the Lavim were included, including the Slav of Kol Zayr, Lo Yoichal Kodesh. It says, not to eat Kodesh, not to eat Truman. Yotzov Hish Ki Yochal Kodesh, Bishgogo L'chai V'lom. And then comes the Pasuk, it says, anybody who eats Kodesh, eats Truman, needs to pay. Tell you a special Gzeres HaKasuv, by Truman, you're paying. So the answer to the Gemara is, Rish Lakish says, you're right. Mi'ikar Adin, you should get Malkus in that moment. But here's a special Gzeres HaKasuv. Says the Gemara now, and we're going to use the Gersa of our Gemara, that's the Gersa of Chaim uses as well, even though the Vilna Gaon here is a little different Gersa than the Gemara. The Gemara now that we said that there is, when you have Malkus and Mamon, you get either Malkus or Mamon, depending on the case. Except for a Meir who says you get both. It's one of the Atani of a Bryce that says, Moidim Chachomim L'Rameir. Chachomim do agree with Rameir. Someone who steals the fat chalev that you're not allowed to eat, and he eats it, so he gets malchus for the eating, and he has to pay for the stealing. And what is the reason that he would get both? Because when a person eats his own chalev, a person owns a chalev and he eats it, he gets it in malchus. So now that he took from his friend, he's not going to be potter from malchus, because the malchus he has anyway for the chiyuv. Now that he stole from his friend, there's an additional chiyuv moment. And it continues to go on the same theme. V'atani, moidu chachom l'rameir, chachom agree to rameir, begoin of trumas chaver v'acholo, one who steals the trum of his friend and he eats it. Shu loiko misham, he gets malchus and he pays. Why? Sheken oichel trumas loike. When he eats his own trum, he gets malchus. So it's two different in Yonim over here. Mitzad, the Truma is the Malkus that he gets anyway. It doesn't matter if it's his or his friend's. Then there's another Chiyuv Momen for Gneva for his friend. So therefore he gets both, Malkus and Momen. V'atani, another Braiso, Moid, Chochim Rameir, Chochim Agrit Rameir, B'choysim Parosoy Shil Chaveiroy, someone who muzzles the cow of his friend, does not allow the cow to eat while she's working. Shuloy K'misham, he gets Malkus. For the fact he was over a loisachsoim, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal while she's working, and you have to pay the friend the amount the friend lost for the fact that he did not allow his animal to eat. How much you have to pay? Sheishis kavim leparo, six kavim for a cow, for a bo kavim lechamor, four kavim lechamor. That's the normal amount they eat while they're working. And why is that so? For the same reason. If he would muzzle his own cow, he'd get a malchus. So now that he muzzles his friends, he has the malchus on the loisach. So, and in addition, he has money to his friend. Because as the Gemara says, oh my b'yaisi, sheken, similarly, b'mukhevei misuiz. In the case of chayve misuiz v'dei shemayim, referring specifically to someone who's moyel and hegdish, he misuses hegdish. Continues the Gemara with base, what happens in moyel behegdish? Gonav trumas hegdish. V'ochalo, he steals truma of hegdish, and he eats it. Loiko mishalem, he gets malchus for the hegdish, and he pays for the stealing. Why? Mikol malchum, we've seen moment for the same reason. If he would take his own kachim, his own carbon, he'd eat it, it would be chayav me'ilo. Now that he stole from hegdish, moment that belongs to bedek abayis, He gets malchus for the mehilah, and in addition, he has to pay money for the fact that he stole. So all these brises come and tell you, the Rabbanan agree when you have two different reasons to be mechayev. You have the regular issue, plus you have an addition of something else coming in, so you chayev both mumen and malchus. That's the one that stands right now. Says the Gemara, Omar Amana kamei reisi. So Amana has to reisi mehato, according to this. Habo ala choysoi, using the Yosef of Chaim. Habo ala choysoi ketano. Someone has a relationship with his sister, who is a youngster, was underage. Yil kevi shalem, he should get malchus for having relationship of a raias, and he should pay the knas. Why? Shekein abala choysoi begeres. Someone has a relationship with an adult sister, like he gets malchus. So similar idea that we said before. The malchus happens anyway. Even Rabbi Geres have malchus. Now that she's a ketan, you have a knas. It's an additional chiyuv. So you should have to do both. And we just said before that you don't have both. Says the Gemara, Chozer Ramon of Omar. So Ramon came and says, no. Tamon chalov miso v'tashlumim ka'achas. There, we're talking about when a person has a relationship with his sister, ubal al-choysoi. So there what you have is miso v'tashlumim cover the one shot, and one peula, one maise. He's doing a maise bio. Now maise is a chayavim miso, or malchus, and is chayavim money. That's one maise. But here, it's different. Because here, when he did the chasim, he muzzled him in the beginning. He gets right away malchus. Now from here on, it's chayav mamon. In other words, what is the Gemara saying now? According to Ramano. Not like we understood till now. Till now we understood there's two different reasons. One is chayav miso. One is chayav mamon. You pay both. So well, that's not true. If it happens for the same mindset, even if it comes for two different reasons, you don't pay both. But here you have two, it's two different times. The beginning of the muzzling brings malchus. The later muzzling is mamon, he's causing his friend not to be able to benefit for the fact that his animal is eating. So that's why he's b'chayav mamon. So it's coming for two different mindset, two different actions. And as Reb Chaim, that's also the pshat in the original brises. When a person steals the truma of his friend, once he picked it up, once he stole it, he's chayav mamon. Then when he eats it, he gets the malchus. So it's two different actions. And what we said originally in the earlier dapim before, we said that when a person eats truma, there's either malchus or mamon. That we're talking about a case that he did not pick it up. He just took the food of his friend, he ate it right away without doing maisa geneva. So there you either have malchus or mamon. But if there was two different actions, you chayav both. So the more acr of zeir kamei ramono, so zeir asked the question. Someone who burns the gadish, the grain of his friend on Shabbos, in the first fire, as he lit the fire, there is nischayav miso. For here on, it should be chayav mamon. Why do we say when a person burns the gadish of his friend on Shabbos, he's potter because kim lebiyamin, he gets miso, you don't pay money for it. Elama, v'leis atomach, we don't say that. Why? Elal kol shiboyis v'shiboyilis, and each one, each ear, each shiboyilis, yesh ba'atroes miso ba'atroes tashlumim. You have hatro of miso tashlumim, which means each shiboyilis is a peul that brings miso. Yes, ready is chayav miso the first one, so you can't give him multiple misos. But really, each one of them is a isodur raisa to do in Shabbos, and it's chayav miso for it. So you can't be chayav on that money. Voifochos here as well. Akol chasim chasim. Each time he muzzles the mouth of the animal, yesh ba'atroes makos ba'atroes tashlumim. You have a tro for makos and a tro for tashlumim. Right, they already did a tro in the beginning. He's chayav on it. They didn't give a tro later. But each one has that potential of getting malchus. So you should have be chayav both. Says Reb Chaim, this question is not kosher on the truma part. Because with truma, when he picked it up, there was only chiyuv mamon. He only stole it. There was no chiyuv malchus. So there it's understood. You have tashlumim for the stealing, you have malchus for the eating. But by choseh paro, that we don't understand, every time he's muzzling, every moment he's muzzling the paro, there's a chiyuv malchus in that muzzling. Answers the Gemara, Omar v'yosi baraboin, trein amroim. There's two answers that amroim say. And they both go in the same halach. The what? He doesn't pay money and gets malchus when he's muzzling the paro of his friend. He's either getting malchus or paying money. What's the case? Chadoma, one Amora said, b'choisem b'trumo uve mugdashim. We talk about the animals working on grain, which is either truma or kachim. And if there's truma or kachim, there's no loisachsoim. There's no isso loisachsoim on truma and kachim. So if so, then he has to pay the owner. And that's what the Braisa means to say, even though usually Rabbanan say, you get Malkus, but you don't pay. Al-Kramir, they say, you do both. Sometimes you pay, you don't get Malkus. And that's the case when there's no Yisuf L'Sachsoim, when the animal is working on Tvua, which is either Trum or Kachim. Continues the Gemara of Samechei Amudalaf, V'charno Amar, and the Adamor explained it, B'choisem al yidei shliach. Someone sends somebody else to muzzle the animal. Shliach loike v'hu potter. The shliach gets malchus, but not him. He doesn't get malchus for it, because ain't shliach da'aver. How do we know ain't shliach da'aver? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Dam yichoshev la'ishahu. There will be punishment for that person. V'loi l'shochov. And not to the people that sent him. So from here is a source, according to Yerushalmi, the ain't shliach da'aver. Person who said something to do an aveiro, the person who did the aveiro gets punishment, not the one who sent him. So that's why the shliach gets malchus, but not the mishaleach. But the mishaleach does have to pay money. Why does he have to pay money? So Reb Chaim explains that we're talking about a case that a person rented an animal to use it as she's doing disho, as she's walking on the field. And he sent somebody to muzzle her. So the muzzling itself goes to the malchus of the shliach. But the fact that the animal did not eat is the responsibility of the person who rented the animal. So by him preventing the animal from eating, even though he said the shliach to do it, he is responsible to feed this animal, so he's chayav in tashlumim. The shliach who did the muzzling is chayav malchus. So imela, that's the pshat in the braisa. When it says that you do pay, we're talking about a case that he sent the shliach. Not that the same person gets malchus and momen. That never happens according to Rabbanan in the case of l'sachsoim. What the braisa says over there, that Rabbanan agreed to remain that there's money, usually there's only malchus. But there are some cases when there's no malchus, then you have money. What will be the cases that you have money and not malchus? So we brought two options. Option number one is the disha is done on trum and kachim. Option number two, that the chasima was done by a shaliach. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Samech Dalet.